You know, it's amazing, isn't it, to think back about that extraordinary story, that timeline that we've just gone through of all the amazing things that we read about in the Bible. You know, one of the things, though, is that now, however well we think we know it, there is always more. There's always more to learn and to know and to get into with this amazing story of God's love to us. And, you know, we have a vision statement here in this church. It's to be a people transformed by God, transforming our community. And the only way, really, I think that that can happen is if we live this story. As we live this story, so God transforms us. As we live this story and God transforms us, so he will take us out and is taking us out to transform the community in Mansfield and around the world in which we are set. You know, as a guy, a big important bishop person called Tom Wright, who's written lots of books, and one of the things he writes about this story, which I think is a really helpful way to think about this, is, you know, who does any acting? You know, does any acting? Yes, Zach does some acting. He does some acting over here. So whoever has ever been to the theatre? Well, you know, plays come in acts, don't they? You know, if you go to the theatre and, you know, you might have different acts in a play which tell the story as you go through. And they have all that bit where the lights go down and then they sort of shuffle in and change the scenery and then another one comes along and all that kind of stuff happens. Well, Tom Wright, who's an important bishop sort of person, says that the Bible is like a five-act play. First act is creation, which Becky held up for us so helpfully at the back there with the globe. Second act is the fall, where Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the garden, and we rebelled as people against God and all that God wants for us. Now, we didn't have that bit, actually, in our little story, but that's the second act of our play. Third act is Israel. So that's all the bits in our play, really, from Abraham, really, through to sort of Daniel and Nehemiah and rebuilding the wall. Just give us a wave if your group or you were one of the people that held up that bit of the story, okay? So if you were in that, that's the Israel act of the play. Okay, the third act, is that right? Fourth act, can't count. Fourth act of the play is Jesus. So put your hand up if you were like holding anything to do with the story of Jesus. Might be in the cross or the empty tomb, one of the parables, the tin of tuna, who you thought you were getting it for your lunch, you know, and you didn't. So, okay, so that's Jesus. That's act number four. And I think, Norman, I think you were our representative from act number five, weren't you, with Paul and his shipwreck when he is getting taken to Rome and they get blown off course and get shipwrecked on Malta. And that's the fifth act. And of course, in a way, you could say the sixth act is yet to come. The picture I notice is still, which is great, is still behind me on the wall, the sixth act, which is still to come. Because as we said earlier, if you think about that timeline stretched from the back to sort of here, this is where we are, isn't it? We're in this bit in between the close of the New Testament and that stuff about Paul and all the letters being written, and this bit, which is still to happen. So we're living in this bit here. So what we need to know is, how do we live well? How can we know that we're living the way God wants us to in this bit? And what Tom Wright says, it's a bit like, imagine, that actually this play is actually, four and a half of the acts have been written. But the sort of ending of the fifth act is still there. We're still living in it. How do we know how to act? How do we know how we should do the play if we don't know the rest of the story? See, it's no good just getting to this point, is it, towards the end of a play. If you imagine that it's unfinished and you're improvising it, you've got to do it in line with what's gone before, haven't you? So in order to do that, you need to know what's gone before. We need to understand how it fits together. We need to see what God has done for us through this extraordinary story. This love story from God to us, where he gives us and outlines for us the way that we can know him and know his love and love him in return. And we want to try, just and the reason why I'm talking to you about this morning is I wonder if you've read the front of your notice sheet about the E100 challenge. Now, it's not a food additive, Okay, some people might have thought. It's not a food additive. It is a way of helping us to understand better this story so that we, in our day, in our bit of it, can live out our part of the play. And the E100 Challenge is something which is going to take place starting in September and running through with a little bit of a break at Christmas time until March next year. And we've got these leaflets that we will print up for you. Let me find the right bit. Basically, it is the E100 stands for the essential 100 Bible passages. So it's not the whole Bible, every bit of it. It's the 100 which a guy called, I think, is my book at the back still there, Judith? Is it behind you on that table? I think I meant to bring it up here. So if you could just let me have that. No, the book. Is it there? Ah, okay. I've obviously put that somewhere then. See, I'm not having a good day today, am I? It's really going well. Anyway, there's a book somewhere. She's around, hopefully. Oh, where's it gone? No, I had it at 8:30. Ah, it's hiding. Right, here it is. Sorry about that. Okay, so there's this book by a guy called, he's got a great name, Whitney T. Cunningham. Anyway, Mr. Whitney T. Cunningham has gone through and worked out what he thinks are the essential 100 Bible passages, 50 from the Old Testament, 50 from the New Testament. And what we've done is we've divided them down into 5 20-week chunks. That's right, isn't it? 5 20-week chunks. Okay, and what we're going to do, what we're inviting you to do, or what we're inviting the church to do as a church together, is to go through these 100 key passages. And we've produced this leaflet to help us to do that. The way it works is this. Okay, so starting on the 5th of September, which is not all that far away now, is it? 5th of September, basically, we've got 5 readings from Genesis under the theme, In the Beginning. And then at the end of that week, our Sunday services at 8:30 and 10:30 and 6 will be based on that theme. So we'll pick out one or two of those passages to preach on and to reflect that theme in our preaching. And then the following week, at your cell group notes will be based on the previous week's reading and the sermons from Sunday. Does that make sense? Okay, so in order to do this, you need really 2 things. Ideally, you need to get a hold of this book. Which, as you can see, here's the book, gives you a reading and a little bit of a commentary on it. So it's like Bible reading notes, okay, but there's no date on the top, as you can see. So it gives you a reading and a little bit of some things to think about from that reading. The idea is that you do 5 of those through the week. So if you miss a couple of days, it's not the end of the world. 5 of those through the week. And then on a Sunday, we'll preach on them on that theme for the week. And then you're so great the following week, you will have a chance to talk together about what you've learned through that bit of the Bible. Does that make sense? Does this make any sense? Right, so what you need to do, simply today, you know, quite often, you sometimes do talks and you think, how can I apply this? What practical thing do I need to say to people that they can do to take something out of this sermon or this talk? Well, quite simply, you only need to apply one thing today. You need to agree to buy the book. Right? And it's on the back, it says $6.99, but always like to have one for a bargain. Basically, if we bulk buy them, they're a fiver. Okay, so there you go. Okay, so if you bulk buy them, they're a fiver. So what we need for you to do today, at the end of the service, is at the back in the desk behind where Judith is sitting, there is a sign-up sheet where you can sign up and get this book. And we will provide for you this book for your fiver. And as well, because we don't want to print out too many and waste them all, we will then also provide you with a leaflet with which you can use to see how we are going to do this through the year. So all the dates that we'll be doing, where we'll be doing the readings, what the sermon themes will be, what the cell group themes should be. And there are, for cell group leaders here, there are cell group notes that go along with this as well. So the idea is it's a sort of integrated program to help us to understand the scriptures better. And there is also a children's version called the Big Bible Challenge that the children will be looking at as well. So children, you're involved in this too. in your groups down at the centre, you will also be using some of this stuff from the Big Bible Challenge, which is linked to the E100. In fact, I think Big Bible Challenge is a better name than E100, isn't it? Because it doesn't sound quite like a food additive. But anyway, never mind. We'll have to stick with it now because that's what it says on the book. So is that okay? So just need to go to the back, sign up at the end. Hopefully we'll run out of paper. And we'll have to put it on another sheet. That would be really good. A30 did well. They've already filled up, so they've already ordered 12 copies because they're going to do it as well. So it's really exciting. I do hope that that's something which together we can understand more of this amazing story of God's love for us that is shown to us in the scripture. That reading we just had from Timothy. You know, all scripture is inspired by God. And it's useful. It's useful for us as we live out this fifth act of the play in our own time and in our own day. Let's pray together. So when I say the words, Saviour, we hear your call, would you respond? Help us to follow. We pray for strength to follow Jesus. Saviour, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus said, whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. Saviour, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus said, unless you change and become humble like little children, you can never enter the kingdom of heaven. Saviour, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus said, happy are the humble. They will receive what God has promised. Saviour, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus said, be merciful as your Father is merciful. Love your enemies and do good to them. Saviour, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus said, love one another as I love you. There is no greater love than this, to lay down your life for your friends. Saviour, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus said, go to people everywhere and make them my disciples, and I will be with you always to the end of time. Saviour, we hear your call. Help us to follow. Jesus, we thank you for the story in your words. We thank you that it shows us how much you love us, however old or young we are. Help us to know this story better, that we can serve you in the way you want us to. We pray especially today for those who are struggling, for whom life is difficult. We remember those in Norway who have been shocked by the terrible events of the last few days. Pray for those known to us who are sick or suffering at this time in any way. Pray, Lord, for your comfort and peace to be with them. And we join our prayers together in the words that Jesus himself taught us as we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We're going to draw our service to a close with our final song. So if the musicians would like to come back up again. As we sing this, we will take up our offering. If you're visiting today, please don't feel under